This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. Good to see you in the void again tonight. Tonight, I decided to go with something a little more compact. I've talked about this a couple times, and here it is. We're going to do a whole show with songs from the Book of Angels series. Now, you might be thinking, really? Like, just songs from one thing? And that one thing is Grandiose by any stretch of anybody's imagination, typically. So at one point, going back about almost 30 years ago, John Zorn decided he wanted to write, I forget if it was like a book or a song a day or a song a month or a song a week, but he set out that he wanted to compose on paper X amount of songs in an X amount of time. And he wrote 10 studio albums and 6 live albums worth of material he referred to as the Mazzata Book. And the project for the Mazzata was to create something positive in the Jewish tradition, something that maybe takes the idea of Jewish music into the 21st century, the way jazz developed from the early teens and 20s into the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and so on. His initial idea was to write 100 tunes, and then he ended up writing over 200. And then that first book got performed for, you know, years. And then he thought, you know what, I'm going to write a second book. And instead of the second book being for him and his band, the John Zorn, you know, I forget what they called them, the quartet or whatever it was, the Mazzata, I think it was called the Mazzata Band, he decided, I'm going to write another book of songs for other musicians, and with those musicians in mind when I write these songs. So when he started writing, Mazzata Book 2, which was 10 years after Mazzata Book 1, he ended up writing, at first, 300 songs, which expanded to closer to 600 songs. There's actually 32 individual albums inside of Book 2. And inside of the Mazzata Book 2, it's called the Book of Angels. And the Book of Angels, like I said, is 32 albums by 32 different bands. And it's amazing. And he decided to write a third book, Mazzata Book 3, which got shortened or put into the Beriah box. And I actually played a song from Beriah by Abraxas a couple weeks ago when I was doing all those Web of Mimicry, Secret Chiefs 3, Stratosphere type stuff. So, Secret Chiefs 3 will be played tonight because they're the ones who recorded Book 9. So I'm going to try and cover the first 10 books tonight. We'll see. You know, I'm not planning on doing show after show, but the Book of Angels has always been my favorite. And I got brought to them because of the Secret Chiefs 3. I'd always heard of John Zorn. And I have a friend in college who had the same kind of adventurous music taste that I have. And one time he heard me refer to John Zorn as some groovy shit. And he thought, if you think John Zorn's groovy, I don't even want to know what you think groovy. Anyway. So, I'm going to try and go through these books in order tonight. So, the first song is going to be a song called Shalmiel. And Shalmiel is from Book of Angels Volume 1, Astaroth, by the Jamie Saft Trio. Thank you. Now that is some smooth Jewish jazz. That song evokes such a feeling of just bliss and contentness. I feel real, just, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I do, but I don't. Anyway, tonight, I gotta say that, you know, I hope you enjoyed that song. Because if you didn't, there's a good chance you're not going to enjoy the rest of the night. Not that it's all that jazzy, it's just, it's not your typical Western music. I mean, I shouldn't even preface anything. I mean, if you're listening to the show, you're prepared to be offended musically and pleased simultaneously. So this next one, lots of strings, the string trio, the Mazada string trio. This is book two, called Azazel, and the song is called Mestima. Thank you. Now, if isn't painfully obvious already, these musicians are not musicians to be taken lightly. These are some of the best musicians in the world playing this stuff. And I'm digging it. So up next, we're going to go with Melk Feldman and Sylvie Corfoisier. I'm so sorry, Sylvie. With book 3, Malthus. And again, some wonderful musicianship. This one here is a little more off the wall. A little more... I get the hair on the back of your neck up a little bit. The song is called Zathar. Next, we're going to go with Kobe Israelite and his take on the Ouroboros book, Volume 4 of the Book of Angels. This has got a little more of a whole band thing going on, kind of like the Jamie Saf trio there before. The song is called Rample. Thank you. thing I love about that song is it reminds me of something I would do. Now, chicken and egg, right? Who knows? So, we're going to go with some the Krakow Klezmer Band and their take on Volume 5. The book is called Balan. And the track is called Zoril. As you can probably tell, when John writes music, it doesn't have to be an ensemble, it doesn't have to be one person. It just kind of fits anywhere. So we've heard so far trios, duos, and quartets, whole bands. For this next piece from the book Malak This is Uri Caine. And Uri Caine can tickle those ivories in a mad fashion, like he's should be in an insane asylum or something. So this is Jeruzal. Okay, up next, we're going to go with another Book of Angels song, book number 7, Asmodeus. This one's performed by Marc Ribot and his band. And Marc Ribot is just an animal on the guitar. He's like a jazz monster. I got to see him one time at the Guelph Jazz Festival. His band was opening for Colin Stetson. I played Colin Stetson on my second show, opening song. No Colin tonight. I can't imagine why John Zorn would ever hire a saxophonist. So here is the song Zakun, performed by Marc Ribot and his Merry Band of Misfits. Okay, we're going to dial it back a little bit for the next one. Volume 8, Book Volac. This is Eric Friedlander playing his cello. That's a good one. I like that one a lot. So up next, we're going to go with the song and the band and the album that brought me into the fold of this maniacal world of John Zorn. This song is called Shul, and it's performed by the Secret Chiefs 3 off of Book 9, titled Zaphan. Thank you.
Since we just did the Chiefs, this would be a good time to do what you know we have to do. Mandatory Mike. This is also a John Zorn piece from the Moonchild Trio lineup, but this is considered a John Zorn album. A mad melange of modern classical music, doom-laden metal, power chord-driven rock, and freely improvised jazz. No matter how far Zorn experiments out into the ether, he always keeps grounded in the same place. And that place is always breathtaking, full of weird wonderment, amazing power, and lithe musicianship. This is Shapeshifter off the album Crucible, featuring Mike Patton.
Yeah.
explosive, as usual, when it comes to John Zorn and Mike Patton. Actually, I like that one a little more than usual. A little more explosive than usual. So I'm sure you noticed Megan jumped in there for a little Mike Patton introduction. Thank you, Megan. It's always good to have you in the void. So, you know what time it is. That terrible, terrible time of the night. As it just sort of ends abruptly. Like a cavern opening up from beneath you, shattering everything you thought you knew about the ground and the world around you as you get swallowed up whole, like some sort of bloody toothed creature that has no regard for your life and your trappings and your tetherings and everything that makes you feel human and crushes you into nothing, like some sort of cosmic meat grinder. So yeah, before we go to volume 10 here, I gotta say, again, fourth album of the month, I, Robot, volume 2. Dropped on Sunday, and I hope once again the show following mine features a whole bunch of Death by Design. So stay tuned. If you hopefully want to hear some Death by Design. Either way, it's good to see you. And I hope tonight wasn't a disappointment. And I gotta say, these albums are hard to find. So if you want to listen to them, you're not gonna find them on Spotify. And you won't find them in your local record shop. But if you do want a copy or two, hit me up and I'll see what I can do. Anyway, this is Zazzle off of Lucifer by the Bar Cohoba Sextet. Love from the Void.